It's not every day that treasures from the Spice Age are on show in Australia, but this weekend an exhibition called Treasure Ships opens in Adelaide, bringing together 300 rarely seen works of ceramics, sculptures, paintings and textiles from the 16th to 19th centuries. Our reporter Natalie Whiting has been given a sneak preview.
The Art Gallery of South Australia is a hive of activity this morning. A small scissor lift is carefully moving between the artworks as people screw, tape and clean. They're all busy bumping in a new exhibition called Treasure Ships, Art in the Age of Spices.
It's an exhibition that charts the interaction between the East and the West from about the 16th century to the 19th century. 296 items that chart that extraordinary period in time.
Nick Mitsovich is the director of the art gallery. The collection features works from public and private collections in Australia, India, Portugal, Singapore and the United States. He says the exhibition has been 5 years in the making.
We've been working with ambassadors of various countries and the cultural attachés and many art museums, particularly in Portugal and in India, where we've sourced some national treasures, some extraordinary works that have potentially never left the country before.
One of the pieces here, for a novice like me, it just looks like a spectacular large gold dish. Can you talk us through what this is and how it came to be a part of the exhibition?
The Portuguese in the East is an important story that this exhibition tells. And what we've secured is a gold salver from the 16th century that documents the Portuguese in India. And this is a Portuguese national treasure. And I had the privilege of going to Lisbon to negotiate its loan. And for the first time, this Portuguese national treasure is here.
How important is art in tracking these aspects of our history?
Well, art is probably the most compelling document of history. And I think that this exhibition demonstrates that art is an important vehicle for looking at history and geography through a really fascinating lens.
The co-curator, James Bennett, says the era's trade in spices inspired an incredible cross-cultural exchange in art and religion.
You know, the Europeans travelling, Vasco da Gama and the Portuguese, and then later they were followed by the English and, of course, the Dutch, but the initial trips to Asia weren't just for spices, but the belief that there were Christian communities there. In fact, St. Thomas, a disciple of Christ, had travelled to India in the first century and established Christianity there. So there's the famous lines that when the Portuguese, the first Europeans to come by sea to India, landed there, they said, the Indians said, "What do you want?" And they said, "We've come in search of Christians and spices." And of course, the consequent spread of Christianity to Asia and to the New World was all part of that kind of spread of East-West contact.
A magnificent rug behind us as part of this display. Where is this from and what's its significance?
Well, that's probably one of the gems of the exhibition. The carpet you mentioned measures 10.5 metres by 3.5 metres, and it's from India. It was made in the early 17th century. And it was given, it's believed to have been given to, well, it was certainly went into a Spanish convent of nuns in Madrid in about 1640, and said to have been given to them by Francis I.
After showing in Adelaide, the exhibition will travel to the Art Gallery of Western Australia.
Natalie Whiting.